So generally speaking, actually, when we're dealing with technology, actually, the main legislation and cover technology, I think it should be the intellectual property law and copyright law and trademark law and the patent law. They're all dealing with actually technology and the inventions.
Recently, competition regulators from Australia, the UK and Germany released a joint statement on merger control enforcement to regulate monopolies. How does merger regulation, particularly international merger regulation, function to control the influence of tech monopolies?
Yeah, I saw the statement. Actually, the seems like actually the those agencies, they would like to work together to strengthen actually the merger control, which I think is quite necessary. And the reason is because when we deal with the merger control, actually now the merger acquisition actually is become actually increasingly important and also have some cross-border features. So that means actually the merger acquisition actually in Australia and may affect the market competition actually in other countries. And also when you talk about actually the potential impact for the technology, I think actually it's quite right because digital technology actually makes the all the cross-border transaction become much easier than before. But from the statement, I think actually maybe it's just a starting point for the corporation.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is just a starting point at the moment. But what impact could this type of regulation have, not just for the companies themselves, but consumers?
When we deal with merger acquisition, actually, in the competition law context, actually, the consumer will be protected, actually, indirectly by protecting competition order in the market. And that will force, actually, all the competitor actually improve the quality of the product and service and also reduce the price. But if we don't have a control and assume just like the big telecommunication provider, they just conduct merger acquisition, that means actually the consumer will have less choice. So eventually those big telecommunication provider maybe became the monopolist and the consumer certainly will be suffered. So the competition law, I will say actually, is more just protect consumer in a indirect way.
On the note of regulation of digital companies, the Australian Federal Court recently found that Google had misled users about personal location data. What happened with this case?
Before we move to that case, actually, a little bit of background. Actually, we need to make a small distinction between the competition law and the consumer law. And for example, actually, the merger acquisition issue you just mentioned, actually, that falls into the category of the competition law. And the issue, actually, you mentioned about actually the recent Google case, actually, they fall into the ACL's jurisdiction. The reality is actually the HPC found actually the when we use Google Mobile, actually, normally speaking, when we set up the Google account, we will have an option to set up actually the location history. And from the Google's statement, all the user will feel actually the location history setting is a unlimited way for the Google to collect and keep all personal data. So if we disable the location history setting, that means actually Google cannot collect our data in relation to our location anymore. But the ACCC found actually it's not true. The reason is because in addition to the location history setting, actually the Google have another setting called the web and app activity setting. From the title, we assume just like it's just dealing with web and app application. But as a matter of fact, that setting also enables Google to collect, store, and personal location data. And that setting was turned on by default. But Google hasn't disclosed this information to the customer. Basically, Google still can collect all the information.
This decision has been called the first of its kind. Why is this decision about Google so important?
It's certainly important because actually Google is a big company and have the platform and also have the software actually to collect personal data. As a matter of fact, not only Google. So when we just take advantage from the free app and we download from the iPhone or Samsung smartphone, Android phone, actually, sometimes actually it's not really free because what we pay is all personal data, personal information. And if the app developer actually, if they make a misleading statement, they collecting the user's data, but they claim actually they haven't. And definitely actually the user will make wrong judgment, and definitely it's bad for the consumer and also bad for the privacy protection in general. And Google is a big company, and if ACCC actually succeed and definitely, actually, the all other app developers, they must be very careful. And since Google already lost the case.
How can proper regulation of digital and tech companies be achieved when many operate on an international basis?
Actually, that's one of the challenges. Because every country, actually, they have different regulation. For example, and when we're dealing with the personal data, as an example, every country, they have a different data protection law. And some countries even don't have data protection law. So in that case, actually, when we transfer the data from one country to another, particularly by the multinational company, and definitely, actually, there's potential just like breach the law in different jurisdictions. At the same time, actually, it also have a regulation dealing with, for example, if any company, for example, if they using collecting the Australian citizens' data, and then they pass those data and to other countries, for example, United States, India, or other countries. And those companies, actually, they should have obligation. Make sure, actually, the data, the country in which, actually, the data will be transferred to, and they will provide same level of privacy protection as the Australian citizen can receive in Australia. And also, we have some bilateral treaty and international treaties dealing with this type of matters. Not perfect, but we do have some legislation dealing with this type of issues.